Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah is a continuation of the Din of Chenveni that we've been discussing in the last Mishnah. Amar l'Chenveni, the Balabayis tells the Chenveni, who's supplying for him, Tenli b'dinner peris, give me a dinner's worth of apples, or any other pri. V'nosan loy, he gives him that amount of peris. Amar loy, the Chenveni tells him, Tenli is a dinner, I gave you the pears, give me the money now. Anpoli is like a wallet. I put it, it's not a wallet that a person carries in his pocket, it's a place like a cash register. I put it in the place that's miyuchid for money. I put it there. Yeshova bal habayis. Mefarshim explained that here we're talking about where the pears were put into Rishus HaRabim. There's no dispute over here on the pears, who has a right to them. The pears already added the Rishus of the Chenveni. So over here, the Balabayis has a stronger position because the Balabayis, they're arguing about the money. The Balabayis could be Nishba and he could take the Peris. He doesn't have to properly take the Peris from the Chenveni. And in terms of the money, which is really the dispute, he's just protecting himself. So on that, it's a Nishba v'Niftar. He's Neutel Saperis, but he's Niftar on the money, which is in his pocket. However, Nosan Loy Esa Dinner. Let's say the money was already given over. The Balabayis gave the money to the Chenveni. Omar loy tenli es haperos. And now they're not arguing about the money. He's saying, allow me to take the peros. He's saying, no, I'm going to hold on to the peros. Omar loy, the Chenveni says, nesatn lecho, you took the peros that I gave you, ve'alachtem l'tech pescho, and these peros that are in the Rishus HaRabim are mine, they're mine that I put out over here in front of the store to sell. These peros are your peros. So here, really, they're arguing about the peris. They're not arguing about the money. Yeshova Chenveni. Because over here, the Chenveni is in a stronger position. He's really the niftar over here. Because the money is the money. Nobody's arguing about the money. And legabe the peris, we see him in the stronger position because these peris certainly were his. And now they're in dispute. You could look at this as a nishba v'niftar. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda argues, and says, Kol sha'peris b'yode yode al ha'yoyna. Rabbi Yehuda is holding that b'derech klal, the meaning was not to take the peris out of the store and put it in the street. So the taina of the Chenveni, that they're out here, that he's going to sell them, might be a taina, but we don't really see the peris as being b'shus the Chenveni. So our starting point over here, that sheniru b'fanenu, is that the peris are shaykh, they were already sold. And then the position of the Balabayis is still stronger, and even in this case, he has a right to be Nishba V'Noitel, Esa Peris. Even though the dispute is about the Peris, the Chenveni wants to hold on to the Peris, still, we see the Peris is out, we see the Peris B'Yodoy, Kol Shehu Peris B'Yodoy, Yodoy Al Yoyne. Now, this Mishnah, let's go back to the Tanakhama, is not the classic Nishba V'Noitel where your mom is taken from somebody else's pocket, like we explained. So that's why it's not mentioned in the regular din of Chenveni, which is Mamash HaShvuas Nishba V'Noitel, the regular Shvuas HaMishnah. But it's also not the poshut case of a muchzik defending his turf with Amaitzim Echavel of Haraya. That means if the Peris were completely in the Rishus of the Balabayis, and now there's a Shaila on money, so then the Balabayis would say, look, I'm a muchzik on the money, you're claiming I owe you $100, I'm saying I don't. And there wouldn't even be a Shavuos HaMishnah. We see that completely b'shus the Balabayis. And then that's your regular case of Amotzim Mechavel Avarayis, Koyfakol, there isn't a takon even to make a Shavuos HaMishnah. At best, is a Shavuos Heses like every other claim, which is really has no basis, but we award it with a Shavuos Kalo. It's not a Shavuos HaMishnah, which will be Nikitas Chayfetz. The in-between over here, which is Nikitas Chayfetz, is a Shavuos HaMishnah, where the peros are b'shus harabim, so they're not mamish b'shus the balabais, but he's still in a stronger position because we see that as the status quo, as the default. That's the noise over here. A similar idea. Omar l'shulchani. A balabais, a customer says to a shulchani, shulchani is a money changer. Ten li b'dinar mois, give me a dinar is a large coin, give me smaller coins. V'nosan loy, the shulchani takes the smaller amount of money, he puts it again, out from behind his table, he puts it out in the more of a public place. He says, here, take. V'omaloy, the Shulchani says to the Balabayis, Ten li es a dinner. Give me the dinner that you chayev. I already gave you your change. V'omale nesat l'chon nesati ban poli. I put it in the place where the money is supposed to go. I put it in the register. Yeshova bal habayis. The bal habayis is nishba because he's in a better position. Nosan lo es a dinner. The bal habayis taka gave him the dinner. Omale ten li es a mois. So there the dispute is the mois that's bishul suram allowed him to take it. The money I gave you, you put it in your wallet, you already took that money. This money is mine, it's for the next customer. Same idea, Yeshova ha shulchani. There's no chiluk between the two cases. If you seems to chazer over the same taina, in derech shulchani litin isra achi itul dinoroi. But derechal, he doesn't give the change until he gets the dinner. So that's why, even in the sefer, the balabayis's taina is more near leinayim because b'derech klal he wouldn't have the money until he gave the dinner. The reason why the Mishnah has the chaz over two cases, there would be a mokum to be mechalik, maybe by peiros, he's more the storekeeper, since the stuff goes bad, he's more eager to get rid of it, so he'd get rid of it quicker. The money, the chenvini would hold, the shulchani rather, would hold on to it longer. So maybe that would be different. But that's another shvua with the nekudos of shinui legabi the cases. Mishnah Zayin, kishem she'omru apagemes ksuboso loy tipora elo b'shvua. We have a shvuas hanoitlin. Even in a case where the person would be able to, the noitl is a noitl, but it would be in a case where l'chayra, the tevea, should be able to collect without a shvua. In certain cases, they instituted with a shvua. One of the cases that's mentioned, we have extensively in Ksubas and over here, is the Mishnah brings it as a klal, the same way there's a klal, kishem she'omru, because the Mishnah in Ksubas, so we learned it already. Hapagemes ksubos aloy tepor al v'shvua. They didn't allow a woman to collect her shvua without, to collect her ksuba without a shvua, if she's a pagemes. What's a pagemes? Pagemes means that she's moida, that part of the ksuba was paid. Now, you don't look at that if she is moida, that her ksubas masayim was 50, was paid already, that she's a moida b'miktas, because here she's the tevea. So a classic moida b'miktas avada, it's not. If it's not a classic moida b'miktas avada, all it is somebody who's tevea money, and guess what? They have a shtar to back it up. She has a shtar in her hand that says the masayim. She gerada admits that she was paid partially, but be'etzim, she should have a right to collect it. So the halach is over there, chazal wa misakin le tupora ela b'shvua. Why? The Mephoshim speak out in Ksubis, over there in Perek HaKosev, that this is not something that's unique to a Ksuba. This is true by every Shtar Halvo, where a Malva comes with a Shtar, Midei Raisa, as it did, Shtochu B'yodim Ayboi, collect from a Loiva. Not Moide B'miktsas, but he has a right to collect whatever's in the Shtar. The Shtar includes the whole Choyv. If he's Moide on part, he still has a right to collect the whole Choyv, whatever he doesn't admit. However, Chazal were afraid that a person is not so medactic in how much money he got. So Mil, in order to make him be more medactic, he's going to have to be nishba how much he got. That'll make him be medactic. This also answers another question Rishonim said. L'chayra, the Pashta Taina, everybody, every Bal Choyv, every Malva, every Isha that has a Shtar Choyv that says that they're owed Masayim, is a Tzadik Yisrael Olam for admitting that they owe part of it. They have the best migu in the world that they could have denied any payment. They would have been able to collect the whole thing. The answer to that is that a migu will take care where somebody says perua, mizuyev, okay. If he says one, that gives him a koyach nemonis on two. But here the question is not nemonis. The question is diktuk. Sometimes a malva will get back a sum of money. He won't be medactic in how much he got back. The loiv is the one who has to shell out the money. The loiv is the one who has to get it written down in a shoiver, so the loiv is medaktik, not the malva. At kama that the chshash is ediktuk, amigu is not going to help. It's not going to tell us that he is medaktik. It's tell us he's not a lawyer. Fine, he's not a lawyer, but he's not a medaktik. So mele, because of that, the migu doesn't patter up over here from the shvua. So the Mishnah over here introduces the topic, kishem she'omru, pagemes ksubas loy tifra, because that's the case that's mentioned over there. That's the klal, but it really means enbi bal choiv. Another case where there were mesak and a shvua, is ve'ed echod mi'ido shehi perua. If an eid echod is made that the ksuba is perua. Now she's holding on to a shtar. The shtar is considered two eidim. Edim achsum malashta naske commission nechkere dusim bebezn dummy. It's cool that he's bringing two edim. It's even better than two edim. Gvir b'shtar is kegovi dummy. We look at it as a stronger position than somebody with two edim. So he's holding on to a shtar. Two edim are made keneged erechot perua. So we're not mekabel erechot. So the halacha is over there. Even though be'etzim ederaisa they didn't collect without, they were misakin the shvus anaitlin. There is an interesting kasha to be made, is that enachanami collects with a shvur. Let the erechot come now, and the erechot should be made that he took $100, that he took $200, that she took $200 shul like a din. That's also not good because since the din teira was one al pi two edim, now it's not called a new din teira on a 200 zuz. Gotten illegally, not gotten illegally. The original din teira was with the gevina of the shtar, and the shtar is two edim keneged echot. So it's a shvur de rabbonim. Here's another din when a person is collecting a chayv with a shtar. No ed echot, no moed b'miktzas apigimo. All you have over here is the fact that he's collecting menachosim, mishubodim, and nichse yisoimim. These two have in common that the person who's being collected from, either Reuven lent money to Shimon. Shimon doesn't have anything, so Reuven's going to go to fields, houses that Shimon sold to Levi. Levi has no idea if Shimon borrowed monies, paid money, etc. All he knows is that he bought a piece of carcass. He's really defenseless. So, bimkoim, a defense for Levi, like we tainah for nechosim shubatim, we establish a shvua that hanifra min nechosim shubatim d'loshin negemaz and kesubas al tipara ela b'shvua. Nichsi Yisayim is the same thing. Person dies, and chayvus that he has against his estate, his children have to pay, and the children are defenseless. So memela bimkoim, that they can't stick up for themselves, memela we misakin, that the gevina is only with the shvua lo tipar el b'shvua. If you want, you could say this vort with a more lumdus. We're trying to point out in Ksubis that these two people, there's no shibur haguf on them. That means like this. When Reuven lends money to Shimon, Shimon selling the field to Levi means there's an existing lien on the property. It's chal in the field of Shimon. So even when he sells to Levi, collect from the field. But you don't have a din to collect from Levi. Reuven doesn't have anything against Levi. He has a schuz guvayna in Levi's field. So because of that, there's not the regular Tain Vinitin. Because of that, when there's no Shibur Aguf and the person just has his field taken away, without an existing Shibur against him, there they made more of a defense mechanism against the Teveh. You saw him the same? You saw him amuchuiv to their father's choiv? The nechosim are meshuvit. However, yesh lodun, there's a bavuster raid in Achroinim. Maybe nechosim, when they yash and the father's nechosim, also step into the Shibur Aguf. So we'll leave that Hesber out, but it's a svar worth remembering. Vanifra shaloi b'fonav, here's a third case of somebody who Chazal made more of a defense mechanism that the Teveya by rights should collect without a shvua, but they were goyzel to parel b'shvua, and that's a person who's collecting, and the owner of the estate that he's collecting from, they try to collect from him, he's not around. He's already gone for years, he's b'mdina seyom, eventually, Bezdin has to be yard l'nechosov. The Malva showed a shtar. There's no reason to doubt the shtar. So the Bezdin is going to give a right to be Yorod L'Nechosov. But since he's not here, so Mamela, they said that Guvayna should only be with a Shvua. V'chena Yisoymim lo yiporu ela b'shvua. This is really a separate din. That even when the Yisoymim are the Toiveya, that means Yisoymim Yarshin, their father's choiv, and they know that it was Nifgam, or they know they're collecting from Mishubadim, even though over here Yisoymim, what normally we stick up for, over here are the Teveya, they're not the defenseless Nitva, they're the Teveya themselves. The Aloch is that in any of these circumstances that we mentioned before, Yisoymim collecting a ksuba of their mother, collecting choivois, etc., will always have to make a shvur b'mkoyim their father would have had to be goyv with a shvur. What type of shvur are they going to make? Shvur shaloi pokadnu abo. They'll have to make a shvur that their father didn't give them instructions that the choyv was collected. They don't know different. They can't be nishba b'teres vaday, but they can be nishba b'teres vaday that they're not doing anything overtly that they know shaloi kedin. The father didn't give us money that was collected on that choy. V'le omar lanu abba, our father didn't tell us anything. V'shaloi matzinu ben shtaroysov shal abba shashtar zabro. We didn't find any receipt or any notification that the shtar was paid. So Mela, we're collecting betum levavenu. We feel that we have a legitimate right. We have no idea. The lawyer could be claiming that it was paid, but we have a shtar. We're coming forward to the best of our knowledge. The money is owed. They're nishba. They affirm that. And they're good to go. They collect. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko Oimer, afilu noilad haben lach hamisas av. Even if the son is noilad, the case before we're talking about yisoymin, we're talking about children. L'char were around. They could have heard from their father. They were involved with their father in the business. V'chule. Here we're talking about an extreme case. A malva died, and he left over a son that certainly didn't know anything because the son was born lach hamisay. His wife was a mubes. It's an extreme case. The same thing could be true if the child is a two-year-old when his father died. He doesn't know what's going on in his father's business. Halacha is that even though there's no chash, there's no legitimate chash that they have information to the best of their knowledge, of filochi. This is the way they were masakin, areze, nishba, the noitl. Now the Loshon of the Mishnah of Yechem ben Breikim Oimer sounds like it's a machloikis. The Tanakam is saying a logical thing. And they're not arguing in principle. Both of them agree that where there's a chash that... with his chash that the choiv was paid, so the sons have to affirm that to the best of their knowledge they're collecting kedasu kedin. Rabbi Yechem and Breik also has to reckon with that because there's a possibility that the sons, when they're old enough to be masada, the father died suddenly. He left over a child that wasn't even born yet. The son is born. He, 15 years later, he's making sense of papers that were left his father's business. Somebody's been running in the interim. And now he finds a shtar choiv. Starkov seems valid. He wants to go collect. He has to be nishba. And l'chor there's legitimate grounds to say that shalei motzer shtaroys of ben shitre abo, that the chayv was paid. So Rabbi Yechem and Breika also has that case. So the answer is that enochanami. That's why Rabbi Yechem and Breika holds that he makes a shvua. The Tanakama, the Achrenim explain, holds that that's not the ikach shash. The ikach shash is that the father told the sons b'chayov that this chayv was paid. This one was partially paid. That's the shvur ha'ikris. The shvur that they found the shtar that it was perua is a vaitik shash, and it's only something that's tacked in b'teres gilgul shvur. So Tanakama holds if they were born and it's an impossibility that they heard any information from the father, the shvur becomes bottled. The shvur shalesh motzo shtar shoyve ben shitve abba is a vaitik shash. We're not going to that. V'yachim and Breika holds they were going on that also. So melo iev shaligvois choyves aviem elo pe shvur. Omer Shimon ben Gamliel, Yesh Eidim Shomer Hoav B'Shas Misosish, Shtar Zeini Perua. If there are Eidim that the father said before he died, Shtar Zeini Perua, Hu Noitel Shaloi B'Shvua. Now, L'Chaira, if we will matl a Shvua on the sons, that means we're going to protect the Chayv unless we know 100% that the Chayv is on the up and up. So the father said it. So what? Since when is a Malva ever believed to say that a Shtar is not paid? The nekud is always that he's holding on to a shtar chayv, so he has a right to prove that a shtar wasn't paid. So the way the mefarshim, the way the gemara explains it over here, so Tosfos at the end of Masechet Tosfos Yom Tov brings the raid, is that be'emesin, when a person has a shtar, he's allowed to collect with a shtar chayv. We're choishish that it was paid, shtar chayv yod my boy. This is only by yisoymim, since they can't say with certainty. Normally, when a person comes to Bezmer Shtar Chayv, he's saying with certainty he wasn't paid. The sons don't know, so Mele were matl a shvua on them in this type of circumstance. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel that since this is only a chshash, but it's not really a real chshash, it's just a vaiter chshash, so if the father said B'shas Moisoy, the Chayv wasn't paid, we look at that. That the sons can now say with certainty, as if their mamish the malva, this chayv was not paid. That being said, the Tanakama argues on Rishum Gamliel because he holds that the verbal father saying that he's not owed the money, maybe only said before he died because the sons were worried about the future financially. The Gemara says, Azal Chesvaras, that sometimes a person is moida before he died on something. And we don't see it as a legitimate haida. He's being moida on money because he doesn't want anybody to think that he left over millions for his kids. He is faket. He wants his children to feel more secure. So there's a shtar chayv they have. He knows that the shtar chayv betzim is partially paid or was all the way paid. He says to his children, oh, you see, you have wealth. Here's a shtar chayv. After I die, go collect it. He's not saying anything. He's just trying to make them feel secure. Remember, we don't nem that on. And the chshash and the takona blibes
Bimkoimoy.
That's the machlokes over here.